Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, accidents happen.
They certainly do.
It's fake Carl's fault.
Absolutely. So, I thought we should preempt the program and tell them why that Doc isn't here tonight.
Well, Doc isn't feeling well. I wish to God he would. I hope he's getting better.
But also, you know, because that, and because there's fake Carl, we want to talk about that and give you some news about fake Carl. So, Stephen, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You start.
I am the fake Carl.
Yeah, I know. The real Carl's down in Tijuana somewhere.
Dog and Pony Show, perhaps?
Who knows?
So, what this is all about... So what this is all about is I was contacted by Facebook on Thursday, and basically someone had reported that I was a fake profile, and so they took away some of my privileges. Now, not much. I was restricted, not in Facebook jail, not banned, but I couldn't post on groups that I wasn't an admin in, but I could post to friends, and I could post on my own post, on my own page. And so the whole thing was, what the fuck? Why did this happen? And there are various ideas on that. So, Stephen, you talked to me, and you gave me some ideas. Why do you think this happened?
Passive aggressive pussy, because of another episode that's coming up. That one's the one that sticks out the most of what thread would have pissed people off that was part of the group.
Well, you know, certainly, I mean, being an admin to such a big group, and it is a big group, you know, you piss people off, you ban them, you do things like that, and so I guess I pissed somebody off.
Let's get serious. If there's any one of the posts that would have pissed someone off to the point to be passive aggressive, it would have been. This is a serious part of the show, the Holocaust denier stuff. That's the only one that I could think would release that kind of anger, even if this is passive aggressive. If a 3-year-old run up to another kid and going, then running away.
Well, you know, there's another one too. Someone was really ticked off about the our rules. Now, of course, we're talking about ISF, which is Incredibly Strange Films, which I'm a co-admin of. And some of the rules, one of them is you know, any aggressive behavior, any political
statement that gets banned. But we'll get deep into that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is ISF, the radio show.
Right. And we'll get into that more. But, you know, the whole
before
thing
we get
is...
started... Yeah,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Before we really get started, here's what we plan to do for the first, but I accidentally overslept. I've been dealing with a cold this past week. That's where everything's been canceled, delayed, and all that craziness. So here is Carl above.
Da lebt ein Käfer mit Namen Karl. Sein Leben wurde jäh gestört, als er ein dumpfes Gollen hört. Lärmende Maschinen überrollen den Wald, übertönen den Gesang der Vögel schon bald. mit scharfer Axt fällt man Baum um Baum, zerstört damit deinen Lebensraum. Karl der Käfer wurde nicht gefasst, man hat ihn einfach fortgejagt. Karl der Käfer wurde nicht gefasst, man hat ihn einfach fortgejagt. Aus Asphalt breitet sich aus, fordert die Natur zum Rückzug auf. Eine Blume, die noch am Wegesrand steht, wird einfach zugeteert.
What the hell was that?
Well, that's a German pop song from 1983 called Karl der Käfer. Now, back in college, I had a teacher who every time I walked into the room said, get out the raid. So finally I cried and said, what the hell are you talking about? He says, don't you know what your name means in German? It means beetle. And that's what they actually called the Volkswagens back in Germany were Käfers, K-A-Umlaut, F-E-R. And so this group in Germany, which was very pro-environment, did this little ditty that you heard, Carl the Beetle, about this beetle whose habitat is being destroyed by pesticides. That's what that whole song is about. So he has to travel from field to field to try to get his nourishment, and he dies of hunger and pesticide. Oh, it's a lovely song. So, yeah, that's what the deal is.
And I've talked to a lot of people around groups and stuff, and what happened to you isn't special, Carl. A lot of people will do that passive-aggressive crap when they can't find anything real to bust you on.
Well, you know, what really irks me about this in a lot of ways is, of course, it's a large group, but, you know, people should be civil to each other and just follow the rules. It's not that hard to do. And unfortunately,
yes,
we're in a society that, you know, everyone feels empowered to say whatever they want and whatever, you know, conspiracy theory or politics or that sort of thing. Before I had to dump a couple of comments because they were political. And I warned a couple people and I knocked a couple people today. People just don't follow the rules. And they're not respectful of each other. I don't mind a good, you know, discussion. But, you know, once people start saying you're an asshole or a lot worse than that, then I got a problem with that.
Unless you're talking to me, and then you're like, yes, he is an asshole.
Absolutely. But you know what? You're my asshole. You're our asshole.
Yes.
We're okay with that.
I mean, as soon as I found out, I just started laughing because of the sheer stupidity of it.
It's just weird. You know, this has never happened to me. I've been on Facebook since 2003, or 2004, actually. So I've been on there, God, a long time. And it's just, it's never happened to me before. I've always, by the standards, that sort of thing, I've got no warnings. I certainly didn't do anything wrong. And, of course, you know, what really pisses me off is that Facebook, send feedback, but that does nothing. You know,
and they won't tell you who reported you either, so they favor the state. And they always go in favor of the snitch rather than in favor of the person.
Right. It's you're innocent until proven guilty, supposedly. Not in this case. Of course, Doc, with his situation with YouTube, has the same problem. you know, someone can report you on YouTube and for copyright and that sort of thing, and they don't even try to look into it. You know, I mean, that's bullshit.
That would mean work, and they don't want to do that.
No.
We don't want to make an effort. God, no, shit, we got to hide.
Well, you know, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And I think it's unfortunate. And I'm not bitching about it. I mean, to be honest, it wasn't really much of a problem because –
Ashley, this is the focus of the show right here. You're stupid, aren't you? You think this will actually matter?
Well, you know what? It's like, oh, fuck, man. I got too much shit going on. This is nothing. And it really isn't.
Yeah, this
okay?
is less us burning the person in effigy than us having too much fun making the doll look like a stupid idiot and forgetting about burning it, just painting it off like lipstick, big eyebrows, and all sorts of dumbness.
Well, you know, I mean, so what does Facebook looks at me? I've got a profile I've had for years, right? You know, and someone reports it as fake. Do they know I look at the history? You know, I mean, I almost thought, you know, I was in a Philip K. Dick short story, you know, and suddenly, like, my bed would become a nice little piece of paper that said bed.
Oh,
Facebook would become a nice little, you know, my phone would have a paper become phone and shit like that. What's real? What's not real? Am I real? Well, you know what? You know, I think I am real because I can grab my balls, okay? I think so. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unless they're fake.
Hold on,
I'm not
sure. we just got a message. This Uh-oh. Is Franz Kafka speaking from the grave. Why the fuck do you give the shit that I put in my story to trial always to Philip K. Dick? I am fucking sick of this.
Well, you know what? I have this preoccupation with dick and balls, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and feet, too, because
I
like football.
Yeah, it's like some kind of... It's like some kind of bizarre, weak parody of a Kafka story.
Yeah, or a Dick story, or whatever, you know.
Well,
I mean,
it's like a Kafka. You're not real. You're not real. Here's a photo. Okay. Well, we're going to keep on publishing it for about 2 or 3 days. Okay.
Yeah. This is so stupid. So stupid. And I'm so real. What did you find today, Stephen? What did you find when you Googled me?
Something from the... This is that old photo that's there. It's from the New York City...
Public Library.
Public Library Archives. Why is there like a yellow stain on it, like there's fucking tape on it and shit?
Oh, yeah, because it's old. I mean, It's 35 years old, at least 36 now.
Yeah, it looks like a piece of tape was on it, but it yellowed and fell off, like with some of my lobby cards I got hanging up.
Mm-hmm. Well, this picture was taken by a good friend of mine by the name of Richard Wandel, and Richard and I were roommates back then in Astoria, and he was a photographer at the time, and he. He worked at the gay archives, and he also worked for the Metropolitan Museum as their archivist. And so when he finally gave up photography, he donated all his photos, which he had cataloged and everything, gave them to the New York City Library. And you can actually, if you want, you can go to their website, request it, and get a copy of it. Wow, you could have your own picture of me, the real me, not the fake me, not the Stepford me, but the real me. And how do you know it's real, Stephen? What am I doing?
You're sitting in front of your record collection, and it has your name on the back of it and your apartment number.
Yeah. And you've met me in person. Does that look like me?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's all you need, people. I am the real Carl. I'm not the Stepford Carl.
Well, it is bizarre to find something like that. Carl told me he had found it a couple of years ago, but...
Oh, yeah, I knew it existed. I definitely knew it existed. Because I'm still in touch with Rich. In fact, he got back to me today. He says, oh, yeah, I remember exactly when I took that. And guess what? I was listening to a Frank Zappa album.
Yeah. And you could tell it's 82 because they had what we use as an air conditioner in 82, which is you stuck a fan in a window.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was one hell of a summer. We were talking about that earlier. You had the blackout. You had the heat wave. I remember that summer, the best way I could sleep was in the damn tub with ice cubes. Seriously.
Yeah, they did a documentary about it on hip-hop and everything that was going on that year called 1982, A Summer in Hell.
And it was. Now, that wasn't during the summer. That was, I think, actually done in the spring, that picture.
Well, a year
late
in
spring.
Hell.
Yeah. But
yeah,
nonetheless.
Because, one, the blackout happened that year. Two, it was hot as a motherfucker. And three, which was the,
garbage
three
strike.
Was the worst part, it was, yeah, the garbage strike.
Steven?
Yeah.
Okay, I for a second there, I thought you you cut out there for a second.
No. But yeah, the garbage strike. God damn.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
God, you know, I mean, we go on, and of course, our show on Sunday is going to be about gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, for all of those things that were wrong that year, I still loved being in New York. I loved it. You know, I say over the years that the two best things that I ever did was move to New York and move out. But nonetheless,
yeah,
man, during those years, they were great years. They were probably my best years, to be honest.
Yeah. The big things that happened in 82 was, one, that was the year that disco finally died off for good in New York.
Well, we were again talking about this earlier.
Open, Steve. Yeah.
Yes, they were. Depend on where you go.
But what took over is what is lovingly referred to as krautrock. All of the DJs from Germany, like, let's see, George, from that scene over there, like Giorgio Moroder came over. Tangerine Dream, Klaus Nomi, New. Who was it? The Popcorn?
That's actually an English guy by the name of Gershon Kingsley.
Yeah, but it was
Popcorn.
Still the same scene. What that was is electronica.
Yeah, and the thing about that, too is that whole era, from 82 to about 85, 86, you had all this electronica dance music going on. And don't forget, you know, the major ones would be, of course, Kraftwerk and then Falco were the two that really crossed over. But then you had groups like Reflex and Boys Don't Cry and a number of other groups that had one-hit wonders that were great. So.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, but,
so
you know,
that stuff, if you dig into it, is great. No, I just said a lot of that stuff, if you dig into it, is great.
That's true. But getting back to what we were talking about, you know, you got to do better if you want to piss me off, okay? Especially now, guys. I'm got so much shit going on.
you know, my financial situation, not so good. I have a friend of mine here now who, if she weren't here, she'd be homeless. You know, I got to figure out what I'm doing after after May. I got to find a job. You know, right now, this, you know, this type of shit is the least of my worries. So come on, give me a break. You know, if you really want to piss me off. Okay, if you really want to piss me off, just get a hitman. Now, Stephen, hold on, hold on. If you really want to piss me off, get a hitman. Put me out of my misery, please. Okay? In fact, I would be happy. Okay? You know, this type of shit doesn't go with me. Okay? You know, I was pushed down, and I go right back up, and they push me down again. You ain't going to stop me. Okay? You know, if you're that afraid of me as an admin, which God knows I'm probably one of the nicest ones you've ever met. I am the nice guy of the group here, you know, except for Doc. Doc is always nice. But you know what? You got to try a lot fucking harder, okay? You know, come at me, bro. I don't really fucking care. All right? There you go. I said what I had to say.
Yeah, and if you come at him, you're coming at me too. And like Carl said, he's the nice one. I'm the asshole of the group, which means I would enjoy it more, you know.
Yeah, didn't you send the boys out earlier today?
What?
You sent the boys out earlier today, did you?
Yeah.
Your goats. The goats.
The goat brigade's coming for you. But if this is a mob, Carl will be the guy sitting in the background. And I will be the thug enforcer just sitting there praying to God that somebody would fuck with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Stephen, if you can, I didn't give it to you, but if you could pull up the Limey. You know the scene I'm talking about? If you could pull that up, we could play that. That's the way I feel right now.
Yeah, the infamous scene where
yeah.
I'm like, why the hell did he buy such a big goddamn cannon?
it's a, you know, really, you know, what really bothers me and is that our culture, you know, is reflected on Facebook. And what does that tell us? It tells us we're a bunch of little children.
Yeah.
Who just go and cry in the corner or you know, bully people or whatever. Cannot we strive to be better than that? Not just adults, but people who respect each other. Can't
yeah.
we do
and
that? Or is that fucking impossible?
You call
little
children? No, don't do that. Because this week I'm proud of, we had kids in Florida and kids everywhere walk out of their schools because they were pissed off that they have to worry about getting shot for going to school. So they took what they did in the 60s and put it into action. So the kids
yeah.
have a more mature response than us fucking adults.
Absolutely. You know, maybe the pendulum is swinging back, man.
What?
You know, maybe the pendulum is swinging back. Because you know what? I saw some of those kids and their responses, and they were dead on. I mean, they were very, very well presented. They were very, very well thought out. And you know what? Politicians are stymied. They don't know what the hell to do. Blah, 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 blah. Well, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. Who
yeah,
are you
yeah.
for? The kids or the guns? It's one or the other. Which one?
Not for the kids and not for the guns or for the money.
Yeah, which another one of the kids said too. that didn't
yeah.
escape them. You know,
Jimmy Carter back in the late 70s, Carl, he tried to put in shit to ban lobbying.
I know.
That was shot down by both parties so quick that you wouldn't even believe it.
Oh, I know. I know. The funny thing is, I was never a Carter fan. I mean, he was okay. But as you go along and see how he's lived his life, he's the one person, president, that we've had that I think is a very moral person. You know, I mean, we just lost Billy Graham this week. And, you know, what can I say about Billy Graham? Billy Graham had a real impact, and for good and for bad. And you know what? I don't know how contrite he was with some of the things he said about the Jewish people and so on and so forth that was released after Watergate. But nonetheless, you know, I still look at him as a good person. But I'll tell you what, Carter...
His biggest contrite was his homophobia.
Well, let me finish, Stephen. Let me finish. But Carter really walked the walk and talked the talk. He still does at 90-some years old. He's still doing Habitat for Humanity. I think the man is blameless, or as close to blameless as a human can be. I really think he's done a great job just as a human being. And I wish we could take a look at him and people like him and use them as our role models. Okay, Stephen, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Billy Graham's biggest detriment against him is his rampant homophobia. It got so bad that his son is banned from going over to the UK because the UK banned him, labeled him and his daughter, him and his father, hate preachers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if they had that with Billy, but they certainly had that with Franklin. There's no question with that. I'm not sure about Billy. I don't think he was traveling
really
anyway at 99.
If you really go back and look at Carter's speeches, he tells us exactly what's going to happen once Reagan goes into office, point by point, exactly the truth. It's like he's psychic with a crystal ball.
No, and trickle down. Never mind. I don't want to go there. This is supposed to be a rant about Facebook, so let's get back to Facebook.
Well, it's about that, people always hate those that tell the truth. And the fact that you wouldn't take any shit from the Holocaust deniers, that definitely would piss off a certain group that like to fuck with people that don't dance to their
tune. You know the Holocaust denier thing. We're going to do a show probably in March. I'm waiting to hear from Stephen Lack when he can come on, and I'm trying to find somebody else. And by the way, if anyone's listening that you know teaches in a university or something like that, get in contact with me, Facebook. I've been trying to get a couple of people. I haven't been able to yet. But we want to do a show on that in March. And that's a whole different thing. That really, really irks me. It just irks me because, you know, these people that try to rewrite history, I try to say that, you know, people are lying about the Holocaust. I'm sorry. I've seen survivors and talked to them face to face, saw the tears in their eyes. And you know what? There's no fucking way they're lying. None. I don't care. And even if some of the facts were slightly exaggerated, the pain is there in their eyes. I saw it. You can't deny that. Ever.
And
ever.
Which director do I worship like a god, Carl?
Well, there are several, but I think what you're talking about, who you're talking about, is Sam Fuller.
Well, yeah. And the short story is that he sold the dark page. His mother took some of his royalty, and he happened to be one of the first American troops to enter a Holocaust camp and film in there. And then the general seen what he said, "What are you doing, son?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm just filming some stuff." And the general took all of his film and said, "Son, you don't realize that you basically helped prove that this happened more than any of these people could ever say." And sadly, it's true. People would rather believe, don't want to believe something that horrible happened.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this the other day. I really didn't know much about Sam Fuller until I got to New York, and I was a really big fan of Larry Cohen. And Larry Cohen did a film called Return to Salem's Lot, and Sam Fuller was a vampire killer who was a Holocaust survivor. And in that movie, do you remember he has a bit of a speech about the Holocaust and being a survivor? And man, did that resonate. Did that resonate? And it really did. I mean, we lose history because we're younger and younger generations and we get removed from it. And it seems like it's a folktale or it's something distanced from us. But it's never distant because, you know, right now we're almost ready to repeat this shit.
Yeah.
Only instead of Jews, it's going to be the Muslims. And don't think we didn't do the same fucking thing to the Japanese during World War II.
Yeah.
We did.
No. And if you want to see exactly what we're talking about, look up Sam Fuller's film, Verboten, where he deals with this subject, just no bullshit wise.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, the Japanese, we've only gotten really one movie about it, and I wish it was better than it was.
Well, you know, the thing about the Japanese camps, someone who has really, really pushed that is George Takei.
Yeah.
And there's the Broadway show that he was in. Forget the name of it. But that is now touring the U.S. You know? Another one, actually, that had something to do with it, too, though it was more a history of Japan, but there were segments of the musical that focused on the internment camps, and that was Pacific Overtures by Stephen Sondheim. And so, you know, we do have some demarcation and proof on that, artistic proof. But talking about that, it's not just films, you know. Some of you would know Stephen Lack from being the lead actor in Scanners. And Stephen has been on the show, and Stephen's a good friend. But he is primarily a visual artist and a painter. And Stephen has done several paintings, himself being Jewish, on Holocaust and not specifically about the Holocaust, but that portrays the angst and the guilt of survivors, and it's an amazing thing, a very powerful thing, to see some of those paintings. And when we do the Holocaust show, I definitely want Stephen on, and he's agreed to be on. So.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that at that point. But you know what? There's all sorts of other things other than the Holocaust that you see on Facebook. You know, the political landscape is just horrid. You know, it's so divided. you still have a lot of sexist comments and things like that, and we haven't even gotten into, you know, the anti-gay sentiment that's out there. You know, it's just unfortunate that people are out there and feel empowered to be this prejudiced. And I don't
you
want
know
to
what
get
empowers
into political.
Go ahead, it's not political. It's just the fact. It's invisibility.
Well, I can do this to Carl.
Name, go on Facebook and go, I hate Jews, gays, queers, niggers. I hate every one of you. And that name could be banished, and I could go back on my real name going, ha-ha, I got to say what I want, and then no real repercussions.
There's a lot of shit like that that goes on, man. Because we run across that a lot on ISF.
Yeah.
You know, people will troll and then they disappear. Troll and disappear. You know, if you're going to troll, you know, have some cojones. Do it on your own fucking name. Because let me tell you something. Okay? If you don't do that, if you're that much of a coward, you know, I'm so much better a man than you ever. Or human being, let's put it that way. You know, because I'll stand up and say, this is who I am. Let me tell you something. There's no fake Carl, because I guarantee you there are so many people that don't want another Carl out there. One is enough. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
Would you like to deal with two
and
of me, Stephen?
No. And
okay,
I'm going to say
thank
this.
You.
I am proud of being a real asshole. You know why? I'd rather be a real asshole than a fake nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing. You see a lot of fake nice guys that come in and act like they give a crap about topics and stuff, and then they put in their poison just waiting for it. And this is not a Republican thing. The liberals do it too. They wait for it. Like, there's a certain movie out there where, and this is a lot of whites doing it too, this is not a black thing. If a lot of the reviewers who did not give Black Panther a 10 out of 10 were called, wait for it, racists.
Now, you know, that's bullshit. You know,
the bullshit
I
is getting too
it.
Deep now, man.
No, tell me about it. Tell me about it. You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, to me, it's so easy to have a conversation and to go back and forth and discuss and have a debate and still be respectful. I mean, I was trained in debate. I went to states, all states, on the debate team. I love it.
Yeah, he's a master
you know,
debater.
Well,
you're
come on, that's
debater.
An old fucking joke. No. I'm a masturbator too, okay? You know, I might as well own some stock in the porn movies. Literally, you know, maybe I'll talk to Carter, you know, invest in some of his. I don't know. But the thing is, you know, where has conversation gone? You know, can we not discuss this? And that, to me, is the greatest loss that we have, is the sense that there's not a way to civilly discuss. And you know what? Our politicians are just as bad, if not worse, because it's gotten so partisan, nobody wants to talk to anybody. And nobody, you know, there's a great song by the Kinks called Nobody Gives. And that's exactly what it's about. It's one side against the other, and nobody gives. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives, you know, wants to compromise. Nobody wants to talk. you know, nobody, you know, they just want to fight each other. That's it.
And plus they have that wall of anonymity. They can get into a big brawl, and all they have to do is turn off the computer or whatever, and nothing happened. They're clean, they're squeaky clean.
You know, that's bullshit too, because what consequences have there been from bullying, you know, online bullying? How many people have committed suicide over it? Okay, and you tell me, you bully someone and something like that happens, you have to live with that. Of course, none of them even know what the fuck guilt is. No one takes responsibility for their own fucking actions. You know, at least I'm an admin, and I'll take responsibility. If I fuck up, I'll be the first one to say, you know. But you know what? These other people that troll, that do this shit, and you know what? What was done to me is piddly. Who the fuck cares? It's what you do to others. You know, come at me with what you got, because
you know
I'm
what's
too strong
funny?
For you. What?
That isn't the ones that crack me up. It's the ones that act like their posts are so beautiful, so wonderful, that you're destroying the very fabric of art itself by not approving their posts immediately.
Yeah. Do you know how many bad boy bubbies we've had this week?
You mean ever since the Umbrella Region Zero DVDs come out? Probably a shitload.
We've had, I think in the last 2 weeks, we've had 27.
Yeah.
You know what? Only one of you gets on, kids. Sorry.
And we're
maybe
really
two.
You really need to save that for Tuesday. But, yeah, it's like TCM Underground about 3 weeks ago showed Razorback.
Mm-hmm.
Next week on ISF.
Oh, it was all over the fucking place. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. But you guys got to realize we got 72,000 members. Okay? How many of those 72,000 members saw you know, TCM Underground, decided, hey, this is cool, I'll post this? And how many do you think you posted? Guess what? About 5 to 10 per week for like 2 weeks.
Right. Basic words. And one of them is fucking, and it ain't fun. It's called basic fucking research.
We'll get into that on
Tuesday. They have
a Tuesday.
Search bar. Yeah, they have a search bar in groups for a reason, peoples. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, they do. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. No,
but
it's just
me,
crazy.
I find it hilarious that they would pick the most passive-aggressive way. You know what that really says? That you are so nice a guy that they can't find anything serious to fuck with you with.
Do you know someone else told me that too? I got an IM from a very good friend of mine, Ellen, and she just said, you know, you're too nice a guy. What the hell could they really do to you? You know, I don't.
And you're not one of those guys that like to be heat magnets.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't like competition.
Either. I may be an asshole, but I don't like being a heat magnet. I like keeping shit quiet.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like confrontation. That's probably why I'm single. Because I couldn't. Never mind. But I don't. I don't like conversation, confrontation. I love conversation, but not confrontation.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
some
odd.
Some people think that confrontation could, some people take their conversation. Do you remember that skit from Monty Python?
Which one?
The art where a guy goes into a place, tries to find $5 so he can have a good argument.
Oh, right, right, right. The argument sketch, yes. And
yeah,
all it is
all
negation.
The other guy says is, he's like, this is not an argument. Yes, it is. No,
yes,
it's
it
not.
Is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You're just saying the opposite of what I'm saying. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. We've got below that level nowadays.
Yeah. Well, it's, I'm right and you're wrong and you can't prove anything to me. Nobody wants to take a look at facts or information. Okay? And if you believe a certain untrue thing like Holocaust deniers, you know, no matter how much information I give to you or that, you're going to either ignore it or try to go an end around on it just because it challenges what you believe and what you believe is right. So you're not even listening. You're not even trying to say, well, maybe there might be something to the other side. You know, that to me is the greatest thing we've lost in the last 20, 30 years.
Well,
seriously.
Let's see. Two words that Donald Trump's invented that's basically ruined any chance for having a civil argument. Here's this Holocaust stuff. Oh, that's fake news. Here's all this stuff about climate change. Oh, that's fake news. Here's some stuff about this. Oh, that's fake news.
I know. Well, the other thing, too, is the whole science denying part of it, too, which if we had Vicky, would come back at one point and talk about that because that's her wheelhouse. But, man, you know, again, if it doesn't support your narrow point of view, you don't need to listen to it because it's fake. That's not true. That's not true. Everything has
a
grain of truth.
Thing?
What?
Imagine that in college, and you were having a philosophy discussion, and then one person can just go up and say, wipe the whole argument off the board and go, oh, it's just fake news. Oh, it's fake. It doesn't exist. Hey, I can't prove I'm wrong. So, bye.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I had a philosophy teacher in college. I went to a satellite university of the University of Pittsburgh in my hometown of Bradford. And my philosophy teacher, and there was only one, his name was Sam Four. And Sam, basically, whatever Sam said, I argued against. So I was the other way, you know. But Sam, years and years later, I ran into him and we were talking. He says, boy, I miss you. And I said, why? He said, at least you thought about things. He says, I could go now, you know, talk to my class, tell them that Hitler was the best thing that ever happened. And you know what? They'd write it in their notes. You would tell me I was full of shit. And I looked at him and said, and I'd be right. He says, exactly. You know, the point of philosophy, the point of that is to argue. Because, you know, to have different opinions, it's a moot thing. You're going to have different opinions. But you still look at the facts, you still look at the possibilities, and that leaves you open to change your ideas and your thoughts. You know? Let me finish. That's what we're lacking right now. It's this sense of permeability that you can, you know, change a little bit and you can accept some things and try to work the art of the compromise. You know, that's how deals are made. That's how everything should work. But unfortunately we've lost that. There's no compromise anymore. There never will be. At least it seems that way. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Well, look, both sides the pro-Trumps or anti-Trumps are taking his stance, which is, we do things my way or fuck you. Anytime that you say, well, that little scrap of thinking might be wrong, they don't go, oh, you want to debate. They're like, you're challenging everything I stand for and believe in, and thus I must have to crush and destroy you because no one challenges anything that I think of, because if anything I think is wrong, then everything I think is wrong.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Why would
Robert
you want
Rice
that
had
kind
a great quote
that
on
fragile
that.
A viewpoint, Carl? Why would you want that fragile a viewpoint of yourself?
You know what? It's funny. You know, another thing is we had a post on ISF about Kirk Cameron. And actually, David put it up. You know, someone took umbrage that we were, you know, making fun of Christianity. You know, and I went back and I said, listen. I said, I have a master's in church music. I have a minor in theology. I'm a minor in philosophy. I'm a church musician. I work at a Presbyterian church, mainline Protestant church. And let me tell you something. I make fun of Kirk Cameron. You know, so this isn't about religion.
That's crazy.
This is about batshit crazy Kirk Cameron. So please, let's make that clear. Seriously, you know, I've always said, like going on the religion end of it, if somebody religious tells you they know something, I know I'm going to heaven, I know you're a sinner, run the fuck away. Because let me tell you something, nobody knows shit when it comes to religion. All we do is believe. Belief and knowledge are two different things. Way different.
And
belief
speaking
is faith.
Of religion, I'd like to take this time to announce that later this year, due to me and Carl loving the trailer so much, we'll be doing a live watch of Pure Flix's Samson movie. And all the review says that this is going to be fun.
You know what? We did Saving Christmas, so why not? Why not? It's going to be painful.
This one looks like it's going to be more blatant fun and silly. Samson taking
and of course
out
there's Rutger Hauer in it,
with
so.
The jawbones of the ass in slow motion. And Billy Zane overacting with a toy crown on his head.
Yeah, this looks like it could be fun, actually. You know? But you know what? Kirk Cameron, that movie, that was fucking painful.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was painful. You know, I don't mind fun, bad movies. They're okay. I like those.
And we're not making fun of it because religion. Hell, Carl more than me, but me. We grew up with these religious epics.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hell, when I was a kid, ABC still showed the Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur every Easter.
And there's the Bible, there's Spartacus, Quo Vadis. Oh, man, so many of them.
The robe.
Exodus.
Yeah.
The story of mankind, even.
Hey, that has been Price of the Devil. That one wasn't that bad. Actually, yes, it was.
Oh, no, that's a lot of fun, actually. I like that one.
With which one of them was it? Harpo as Isaac Newton?
Yes. Which is always cool. But, you know, the thing about it is there are so many things that can separate us. And there are so many things, you know, if I'm just doing my job as admin and I kick you out because you didn't follow the rules, You know, how do you respond to that? Are you an adult and say, okay, I fucked up? No. No, you come after people, and that's what people do. You know, and the bullying and all this horrible thing we see on Facebook, it has to stop. Come on, guys. You know, seriously, let's be the adults in the room. Let's be the people who. What? Go ahead, Steve.
Don't be seriously. People need to lighten the fuck up. Every word as a punch or a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but I'll tell you what really does bother me is the hate speech and the name calling and how it can really devolve into really rude, nasty shit.
You know, oh, yeah. People don't keep it on a civil level.
Never. You know, and unfortunately, if you let yourself get into that, you could be bad, too. Sometimes you just need to walk the fuck away.
And sometimes people set it up so you can be banned. Like, come on, say something. Yes, I got you now. Boom.
You know, the thing about it is, you know, sometimes it's best to walk away. Because you know what? If you do that, you piss them off even more. Trust me, I'm good at this. You want, you know, passive aggressiveness? I have very many people who will back me on this. I'm one of the best practitioners you've ever fucking run into.
I will bury your ass. No, you don't.
What?
No, you're not. You don't do baby shit. That's what most passive aggressive has gone to a new level nowadays. So instead of actually saying something when the time is right, which you will do, they go, they basically throw like a stuffed bunny at you. And they think that that's their level of anarchy. You know, I'm using my rights. You threw a fucking toy bunny at me. Yes, because in America, we have the right to do what we want. Yeah, but you just made yourself look like a jackass. No, I did a statement against you. No, you made yourself look like a jackass.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, part of this is
knowing when to say something and when not to. Okay, one of the things that poker has taught me over the years is to be patient. Wait for the opening. Wait for it. It will come. You know, and that's what I mean by passive aggressive. You know, you wait until it's your time and then you go in for the kill. And you plan and you do all that. I mean, that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. And I'm talking about passive aggressive. Because I'll tell you what, I'm probably one of the nicest people you run across as far as an admin and just my general thing. At least I think so. And I think there are people out there that will agree with me. But I'll tell you what, you piss me off. You watch out. And the nice thing about ISF, I have a friggin' power. And David and I have the power to kick you the fuck out. And trust me, we do it a lot.
And I attacked you because you probably did kick them out for a good reason, but not in your books.
Well, you know what?
We are in a country that's 80% poverty, barely has any jobs. People aren't really to work hard to get a job. But by God, we're the number one nation in the world.
Well, again, I think you're missing the point maybe just a little bit. And I mean, I understand where you're going with it. But to me, it's not about your economic status or however. It's how you treat people. When it comes right down to it, it's your own fucking responsibility to treat people like you want to be treated. See, that's the one thing about being religious. I really take the golden rule at heart. Okay? You know what? When I knock somebody out of ISF, if I had done what they did, I wouldn't expect to be knocked out. And I'd be okay with it. Because I didn't follow the fucking rules. No, I was mean to someone.
Yeah, but most
you know,
of the people nowadays
mean to someone,
are the ones.
Go ahead, Steve.
Sorry,
finish
go
up. No, you
most
go ahead.
Most of the people nowadays are the ones who are at the bar at the end of the night and are wondering why none of the girls are talking to them and why the guy punched them in the face because he called them a no-good, dirty asshole.
Well, you know, the thing is, and what I was going to say was that the golden rule simply states, treat people like you want to be treated yourself. If you are trollish behavior, if you're calling people names, if you're being prejudiced, then guess what? You just gave us the right to do it back to you. And unfortunately, what people do is they get into these escalated fights. Now, that's not what to do if you're on the other side of it. There's another thing about turning the other cheek. Letting the asshole be the real asshole. And the nice thing about a group like us, or any group with an active admin, pardon me, I just had something go down the wrong tube, then we're going to see it, and we'll take care of it. We know who the assholes are. Trust me, if you're an asshole, you don't stay in our group that long. Trust me. You know, and if you, again, as I said, you want to come after me, come on. I'm ready. Not a problem. Because you know what? Ain't a big thing. It ain't. Facebook, it's a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy it. I've gotten a lot of good contacts. We've done a lot of work on this podcast. We still have this podcast. I still have a voice. I have a voice on Facebook, even now. So you know what? Whatever. Don't have a problem. There. That's basically it. That's what I wanted to say to you.
Yeah, I think it's cute. To me, what they did to you is sort of like when you watch the three-year-old toddler walk up to you and they punch you in the leg and says, "You're a bad person."
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
You made a good point there. That's true.
Yeah, they're babyish. That's what level we're at today. We go for baby shit. We don't look at other people as a man because they don't see themselves as grown ups.
You know, there are many people that say I'm still 15 or 18 years old, or people say that I'm stuck in the 70s, and that's more accurate.
Yeah, but look at what generation of 15, 18-year-old you is from.
That's true. The 70s, or as I like to call it, Generation Jones, we're not baby boomers. We're past the baby boomers just a little bit, but we're before the Gen Xers. What?
Oh, my apple. Trip, don't worry, no biggie.
Oh, good Lord, man. Be careful. Jesus, all we need is you to injure yourself when you're not feeling well to begin with. Christ, Stephen.
But really, people, don't take everything so goddamn seriously. Chill out. Get laid. Watch a comedy. Just do anything but get pissed off and fight. God damn, people.
I just find it real weird. You know, and the funny thing is, it's really reared its head in the last couple of years.
It's been We got someone in charge that breeds anger, and both sides are angry. Then we got the extreme PC movement, which is anger. And then we got all these women coming out who are righteously angry. But we're poo-pooing them because they just women. They knew how the game was played.
Yeah, and that's bullshit, too. Come on. You know, it's not
yeah.
that simple. It never is that simple.
Nothing is that simple.
You know, I mean, we just had the conversation with Jeff Lieberman a week and a half ago on PC. And that was an incredible conversation we had with him. And he was so happy that we were not PC. Stephen, remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid of
not PC
people.
On here.
No. And he was like happy as a clam. He was thrilled. In fact, he even said, "Oh my God, you're 10 years younger than me. It's your fault too."
Yeah. And guess what? There are people today blaming all of the generations and stuff, all the political correctness and stuff on guess who?
Who?
Fred Rogers, because he said, "Everyone is special. You're special."
Well, you know what? Everyone is special, but you're not that special.
Yeah.
Funny, you take Fred Rogers, then you take Bill Hicks. Okay? Put the two of them together, and then you got the real formula. You might be special, but you're not that fucking special. There were 10,000 sperm.
No one is.
You know, and only one got through. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
you're the one that slammed
one
back.
Of them was going to get through.
Yeah. We're sorry if we got a little bit too serious tonight, but we don't care.
You know,
for me, it's more like getting back in the saddle again. And we're good. And to whoever did it, we don't care about you. We don't care what you did. You amuse us. We are out now in the cat, and we're just batting whatever you did and you around like a little ball. If you come into us in our face and said, "I'm the one that did it," we would laugh at you.
You know what? If you did that, I wouldn't laugh. I'd be proud of you. Because you know what? You manned up. You know, you said, "I did it."
But they don't do it, but they won't. The most dangerous
no, I
thing
wouldn't.
Behind
no,
the
you see, you might
posting.
Laugh, Stephen. Okay, I want to make this clear. You might laugh. I wouldn't. I'd actually engage you in a conversation. Seriously.
But this really
so
brings
just
up the most
want to show the difference
thing
between
about,
the two of us there.
Yeah. But that's really the most dangerous thing about the Facebook thing. Is that they will protect those who accuse over those who are accused.
Yeah, that kind of does piss me off about Facebook. Because you know what? Even in our court system, as fucked up as it is right now, you're still innocent until
mm-hmm.
you're proven guilty. Supposedly, anyway. You would think they would take the same tact.
Well, the new PCA move, PC movement nowadays for both sides means it's easier to burn down the fucking house than to check and see if it actually does have a rat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go for the easier route. And the easiest route is to take every complaint seriously and just take it to the extreme.
Well, you know, again, what happened to me wasn't extreme. It really wasn't. I wasn't on Facebook.
I mean, really, all you had to do was like.
It was more like,
yeah,
what the fuck? That was my
okay,
reaction. That was
picture.
My first initial reaction when I posted, like,
yeah.
What? What the fuck? Huh? What did I do? I don't get it.
I know, when all you had to do was like, here's a picture. Is that a picture? Yeah, it's a picture. Okay, go home.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a picture of me. It was just a picture on my own fucking thing. Here, have a picture. Seriously. It's off my phone. You can check it.
Yeah. But really, people... Just
good
because
Lord.
You got a participation trophy doesn't mean that you won the game.
No. Not by a long shot. And again, getting back to poker, patience. You know, the idea is not to go all in on the first hand. Because you can get burned. And more than likely you will.
Okay, we'll see you Sunday where we're going to be really getting in the Groucho Man mode. We're going to talk about the dirtiest word ever spoken.
And no, it's not fuck.
Yeah,
it's not
fuck, and it's gentrification. And it goes with everything. Food, restaurants, New York City, basically going to be the big thing we're going to talk about, but yeah. They try changing it before the young folks, and they basically kill any history they got. One of the main things is going to be, why doesn't history matter anymore?
Right. And why these famous places in New York are being destroyed for condominiums and that, and how they're destroying businesses and cultures by this. What they're doing to Canal Street right now is a goddamn travesty. But we'll get into that
See, he's already primed up. I got this dog on the chain right now, and he's already, like, got the screwdriver on the screws holding the chain to the damn doghouse.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
And Monday,
he's taking the
we're
going to
have Christoph with his second show. And he's going to be doing first part of his, what he calls his history of horror part one.
Yeah.
And Tuesday is going to be the first ISF special. And no, we don't mean extremely slimy fuckheads. Because caustic shower.
Well, yeah, I am going to be there, so maybe there will be a slimy fuckhead, but...
No, you
but
get a shower.
That.
You
oh,
shower
that's,
regularly.
That's true. Okay, I will take a shower. But ISF, of course, meaning Incredibly Strange Films, which is the group that I co-admin on Facebook. And we'll have the person who started it and who is the main admin of the group, and that's David Whittington. And we're going to open it up to all the ISF members. We're going to have some call-ins and have a chat room open. And we're going to do a big thing on that. So please, come join us. That's going to be a lot of fun, guys. It's going to bring up a lot of the issues.
When no one calls in.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But
if
absolutely.
You put in a group where if you don't call in, you get banned for 30 days.
No, I'm not going to do that. I am not. You know, that was one thing that was actually thrown at me, you know, that I was power hungry. You know, all admins are power hungry. Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
No, you get stars Seriously. In your eyes, but you're not power hungry.
No, not at all.
But you do get stars
not at
in
all.
Your eyes.
Oh, that I certainly do. I mean, take a look at the Lieberman thing. I mean, luckily, I don't think I turned into a fanboy. That's one thing we try not to do on this show, is turn into fanboys. So what else do we have? Anything past Tuesday?
Yeah.
Hopefully next Friday we'll have Doc.
Yeah, next Friday have Doc get well again.
And by the way, I must say it's nice to have you back among the living. To be very serious for a moment, I was really concerned about Stephen this week. You know, we'd have a couple conversations, and he sounded horrible. You know, what the hell did you have? You had some sort of fucking virus.
Yeah, I had some kind of virus, cold, flu, but I just did what I usually do. Took NyQuil and said, fuck the world.
And that's what he did. And maybe that's why we were a little late today, but not too much late. We did pretty well.
Yeah.
And we knew this was going to be a short one, too. So, Stephen, anything else you need to go off over until...
No. I mean, I don't have anything planned after this month, but I will pull something out of my tuchus. And I just want to say this, because I probably won't be able to say it on Sunday there. You know, all the young black kids that always talk in the blaxploitation groups and stuff and all that, wondering what it was like to go watch Shaft, to go watch Sweet Sweetback's Badass Motherfucking Song and all that shit back in the 70s?
Yep.
Go ask anyone who walks out of Black Panther with a sense of pride to them, or all of those who dressed up in dashikis. Go ask them what that feeling was like watching Black Panther. Exact same thing.
You know, we were talking about that earlier today, you and I. You know, the thing is, you mentioned, you know, that... You know, it wasn't the same in the 70s, but you know what? It was. You know, the 70s had blaxploitation. The 80s and 90s, you had people like Eddie Murphy and so on and so forth. They would, but this is this generation's 70s blaxploitation. And I think it's a wonderful thing because there has to be something that on the screen that you can connect with the characters, connect with the lineage, connect to your own life. I know for me, the first movie that ever did that for me is still my favorite movie of all time. And that's The Long Goodbye, because I saw myself as Elliot Gould as Marlowe. And that meant a lot to me. And so these kids that have pride that are seeing Black Panther, God bless them, because you know what? That's a great thing to have.
Even the adults nowadays, yeah. Enjoy your moment. Don't let no idiots bang you down. Just enjoy it.
You know, and everyone can enjoy that moment.
All people that don't love it as much as you do, racist, y'all should be ashamed of yourself.
You know, just love it for what it is. And let me tell you something. Just to tell a quick story before we go off. Years ago, back in the early aughts, there was a movie out called Bone, and it was a horror movie that starred Snoop Dogg. And so it was running in my local theater in Frederick, and I walked in, and there was only one other person there, black guy, probably about my age, mid-40s, you know, maybe early 50s at that point. And he looked at me like, what the hell's a white boy doing here? And I saw it in his eyes, and I said, I know. But you know what? I love Pam Grier. And he says, you're shitting me. And I said, no. So we sat across from each other on the aisle. We started talking. And like, he was amazed at how much I loved and knew about blaxploitation and vice versa. And then the movie came on, and we talked back to the screen. We were talking to each other. It was one of the greatest experiences I've had in a theater. And there were just two of us. You know, and that's the thing. A movie like Black Panther isn't just about pride, but it can also connect you to other people who see this something of themselves in that, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, handicapped, or whatever. You know, these movies can bring us together. And that's the whole point. You know, instead of being against each other, why don't we just try to be together as a community and a group? And that's what we really want to try to do at ISF We'll talk about more about that on Tuesday.
Well, just everybody right. Good, period. And as I get by, I look for a special song in this thing to really get to the heart of the matter to whoever. Well, this is not only dedicated to the person who called Carl Faye. This song is also dedicated to everyone who at ISF who has bitched at Carl over him not putting their posts on and every other petty thing that he's gotten, saying that he's not fair.
Well, I just want, before you go, I just want you to say that this is your pick and not mine. So I'm just going to say that as a caveat, okay? But Stephen hit us.
Carl hasn't heard the song yet, but I know it. This song is lovingly dedicated to all of you.
Okay.
Here we go and say goodnight, Carl.
Okay, well, as I said to everyone, goodnight, everyone. Thanks for putting up with my rants today. I appreciate it. Stephen, thank you very much for being on and being the producer and my co-host. And, folks, there we go. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, folks. Good night.
Well, 2 days, man. Damn.
2 days. 2 days.
You came into my life and tried to do me wrong. So in return for that, I have sent you this song. It tells you what I think and how I feel about you. So take a seat and listen up, 'cause every single word is true. Dickhead, you're such a dickhead, and everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead, I hope you'll soon be dead. And this is payback time for what you put me through. The way you behaved was a total disgrace. I never grow tired of punching your face. You think that putting me down lifts you higher? I wouldn't diss on you if you were on fire. You think you're better than me? Well, you're not, my friend. I'll get further in life than you in the end. You're nothing, you're worthless, just dirt on my shoe. Wherever you go, whatever you do, people will sing this song to you. Dickhead, you're such a dickhead, and everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead, I hope you'll soon be dead. And this is payback time for what you put me through. God will punish you, 'cause you reap what you sow. You're a vile individual from head to toe. Nasty to the bone, unpleasant to the core. I shall drink champagne when you are no more. If I never see your face again, that's too soon. I've never met anyone so suited to this tune. I hope your friends desert you and your health is poor. This is what I think you are. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dickhead, you're such a dickhead, and everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead, I hope you'll soon be dead. And this is payback time for what you put me through. I wouldn't even give you the steam from my piss. As far as I'm concerned, you can swivel on this. You're simply jealous of me, but I couldn't care less, 'cause I have all the qualities you'll never possess. I'd hate to go through life as you 24/7, 'cause people like you don't end up in heaven. You will rot in hell, that's where you belong. And when you get there, they'll be singing this song. You're a dickhead, such a dickhead, and everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead, we're all glad you're dead, and so is everyone that you ever knew. Dickhead, you're such a dickhead, and everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead, everybody's said. I hope you like the song, so screw you.
And that was a beautiful song, wasn't it, Carl?
Who the hell did that song?
What?
Who did it? Who's the artist?
I'm looking.
Steven, you should know. You fucking posted it.
Yeah, I know. Miles Fetterman.
Miles Fetterman. Cool.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it. Not exactly what I would say to these people, but I liked it nonetheless.
Oh, it's my pick is what I'd say to them.
Okay, there you go. All right, people.
Good night.
Good night.
Everybody.